KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today with a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Closing some of Iowa's four state mental hospitals might be needed, but people who work in the field warn that any changes should be made carefully. Governor Terry Branstad said last month he plans to close the state mental institutions at Clarinda and Mount Pleasant and move any remaining patients to the other two state institutions this summer. Ron Hohnberg with the National Alliance on Mental Illness told the Des Moines Register it can be dangerous to close facilities like this quickly. Suzanne Watson is CEO of the new nine-county Southwest Iowa Mental Health and Disabilities Region. She hopes to open a crisis center by the time the Clarinda Hospital closes, but she would like to have more time to prepare. In news from over the weekend, a Red Oak man was arrested Saturday morning for trespassing in Red Oak. 31-year-old Zachariah Michael Holland was taken into custody at around 2:20 a.m. in the 400 block of North 4th Street. His bond was set at $300. Deputies arrested a Red Oak woman early Saturday morning on a pair of charges. 35-year-old Allison Mary Rule was charged with first offense OWI and unlawful possession of prescription medication. Rule was also cited for possession of an open container. She was brought from Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And two people from Sioux City have been sentenced to more than 10 years in federal prison for robberies that were committed in Omaha. The Sioux City Journal reports that Anthony Aranda was sentenced Thursday in Omaha's federal court to 10 years and 10 months in prison. Jamie Spielman was sentenced to 12 years and 3 months. Both had pleaded guilty to carjacking and brandishing a firearm. There is no parole in the federal prison system. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Nebraska said the two stole a pickup at gunpoint November 22, 2013. Later that day, they robbed the Midtown Gas and Grocery at gunpoint, taking more than $400. Two Californians are accused of using fake credit cards and identification in a scheme to defraud Iowa banks and credit unions. The Sioux City Journal reports the 45-year-old man and 53-year-old woman were arrested Thursday. Both face several forgery charges and one charge each of ongoing criminal conduct. Court documents say the pair visited two credit unions in Sioux City and requested $9,800 in cash advances on credit cards. When the bank called to verify the credit card, an accomplice would provide the answers. When police searched the car the pair rented, they had a map of credit unions throughout Iowa. Authorities say the couple had attempted to get cash from Iowa credit unions and banks more than 100 times in the past 3 weeks. A new downtown Sioux City casino has announced plans to convert a grass-covered outdoor spot into a hard surface that will be used for outdoor events such as concerts as well as more parking. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in downtown Sioux City plans new landscaping, decorative street lamps, a beer garden, an expanded restaurant patio, and a barrier to control concert noises that are also part of the $850,000 project. The project is awaiting city approval. The plan would create 102 spaces to park vehicles on days when there are no outdoor events. A federal wildlife refuge north of Omaha is offering opportunities to learn more about nature during winter. The DeSoto and Boyer Chute National Wildlife Refuges are offering several different programs in February and March. The refuges are about 30 miles north of Omaha near the Iowa border. Tours of the area are offered at 10 a.m. on the following Saturday mornings on February 28th, and also on March the 7th and March 21st. Tours are also offered at 2 p.m. on February the 15th, March the 1st, and March the 15th. The story of the steamboat Bertrand and its passengers is retold at 1 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. The 150th anniversary of the Bertrand's sinking will be celebrated on the last weekend of March. Anyone visiting the refuges must have a $3 entrance permit. Well, Iowa's playing host to a national event focusing on bird hunting, wildlife conservation, and dog training. Mick Clemesrud is a spokesperson for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, a sponsor of the 2015 National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic this Friday through Sunday at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines. Clemesrud notes the 2 days coincide with the state wrestling tournament.
We'll get a lot of the different vendors come in from across the country that are involved in pheasant hunting and dog training. You know, they expect about 25,000, so it'd be nice if we had a little bit more than that with the additional people in town.
The annual Pheasants Forever event began in 2005 and was previously hosted by Iowa in 2007 and 2010. Clemens Rood said pheasants may not be as plentiful in Iowa as decades ago, but they are making a comeback.
We are not to the glory years that we were in the 90s, but we've had a few upticks in our pheasant numbers. We expect to have good survival in the next year, so we're going to build on year over year of good pheasant numbers. So we're expecting to see, you know, if we get a good spring, we're gonna have more pheasants than we did, you know, even last year.
At this weekend's event, landowners can meet with DNR conservation officers to discuss ways that they can help to improve upland bird habitat. Clemens Rood said the event will also include a youth village.
In the youth village, we'll have a lot of different entertainment, and we'll have games and things for the kids. Our officers will have some of the air rifle ranges. They'll be doing some 3D archery. We'll have a snowmobile simulator.
Daily admission to the Pheasant Fest is $10 for adults, $5 for children ages 6 through 16. While children 5 and under get in free, you can find the complete schedule of events at www.pheasantfest.org. Elsewhere in the news, a firefighter and four other people have been sent to a hospital after a fire damaged a Burlington apartment building. Fire was reported at around 6 a.m. Sunday at a house that's been divided into 13 apartments. Burlington Fire Chief Matt Trexel said some of the occupants had to be helped off the building roof. Trexel said the four people who live in the house and the firefighter were sent to the Great River Medical Center in West Burlington. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Legislation that would raise the state gas tax is eligible for votes in committees in both the House and Senate this week, and Governor Terry Branstad is working behind the scenes to round up the votes.
I've had personal discussions with members of both houses on this, and we have time set aside to visit with legislators.
At the beginning of the year, Branstad and other legislative leaders had expressed the hope the bill could be passed through both the House and Senate by this week.
We've been working with the bipartisan leadership in both the House and the Senate since the beginning of the session on this, and obviously our goal is to get bipartisan support in both houses to get this accomplished.
Owners of Iowa convenience stores and truck stops are pleading with legislators to phase in an increase in the state gas tax rather than to have it take effect all at once this spring. Don Carlson of the Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Stores of Iowa.
We're the first employer of folks coming out of high school and other jobs. It's dramatically going to impact jobs in our industry.
Carlson says since consumers use a credit card for about 70% of gasoline sales, if the pump price increases 10 cents per gallon, transaction fees will increase.
We've calculated that it's going to cost our industry an additional $5 million. And for those folks who think that we just pass all that down to the consumer, I've got another thing to say about that. Those costs, a lot of those are having to be absorbed, and they have to come out somewhere.
Americans for Prosperity opposes extra fees at the pump and has launched a Stop the Gas Tax online petition drive. The group is pushing a constitutional amendment that would dedicate 3.5% of the other taxes already collected by the state for road and bridge projects. However, the governor suggests a dime a gallon state fuel tax increase has a good chance of becoming law.
You know, it's a compromise, and it's not what everybody would like, and I'm sure that there are many groups would like to see it differently, but there is a clear need for additional money for infrastructure, for our roads and bridges in the counties, cities, as well as the state. And I think the timing is right to get it done this year.
Branstad made his comments during a weekend appearance on Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.